We just want to welcome everyone. Wherever you're hearing this word, we just pray that God will move upon you in a very special, very mighty way. And we just greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus, that wonderful name above all name, through the power of our Heavenly Father, so loving, that searches, seeking for everyone, every individual upon this planet Earth, that everyone has a spot in the eyes of the Lord. And what a wonderful thought that He cares that much for us. So I welcome each one of you this night. I pray that God's Holy Spirit would touch you in a mighty way, open the windows of heaven to you, grant you a blessing beyond your imagination, you may not be able to contain it. He'll fill your cup running over. And Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing this night to those hearing, to those receiving this word. And I know that your word declares that your word will not go forth void. Father, we just pray for a mighty blessing. Father, I pray that you'd move upon your people as only you can. Father, I just pray for that one that's sick tonight. Lift them up, encourage them this night. For that one, Peggy, for her this night, in a very special way. Lord, I pray that you'd bring healing to her body this night in the wonderful name of Jesus. I pray for that touch from heaven. Father, move upon her as only you can. And Father, I pray for a miracle this very second in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I claim definite healing in the name of Jesus. We come against the principalities that would come against us, the unbelief. And Father, we pray it as nothing. Father, we pray for the faith of God be upon this in a very special way. Let it be birthed into a healing in the name of Jesus. Father, we claim that special touch. Father, we pray, for our brother Tony this night and for all those this night. Lord, I pray that you'd touch them, the angels of heaven, and minister spirits for your saints tonight. Minister your grace. Minister your support. Minister your joy unspeakable. Father, I pray that your people will be joyful this night. Lord God, let not them look upon the things they see, but Lord God, let them receive that engrafted favor from heaven that's coming down from the glory of God upon every life that will receive the Lord this night in a very special way. Father, I pray that you'd put the imprint of heaven upon your people this night. Lord God, that they would have that sanction from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Lord God, that their steps would be ordered by the Lord thy God from heaven. Lord God, let them see as from the things from heaven. Lord, they will no longer look at the things of this world, but they will see and grasp the things that you have for each one of us this day. And Father, it will be life-setting. It will be life-changing for us. It will be a life-blessing. Father, Lord, bless your people in a mighty way. Stir them. Move upon them as only you can. And Father, you are faithful, and I pray for a mighty blessing this night. I pray for those ones that's discouraged this night, for those ones who are having heartaches of feeling like they're alone this night, loneliness. And Father, those who feel that they cannot go any farther, I pray that you give them the strength, and your word declares, having done all, to stand. For those in that category tonight, I pray that you bless all of those who have come up that last mile, and you want to have them to be, get that special touch, and they will keep standing, and you will touch them in a mighty way. And Father, for those ones who are in sick this night, that are their life has got problems. Whatever the need is, Father, I pray that you'd meet that need in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for for that one that needs salvation this night, that needs a new touch from heaven, that needs the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, I pray that you would touch all these, retouch them in a mighty way. And Father, I pray that you'd rekindle the spirit of your people, that they will have a desire to serve you, that have a desire to do thy will, a desire to be overcomers, a desire to walk in holiness, desire to touch the lives of other people, that our lives will be a vessel of praise, that we can encourage that one that we see, that we will be examples, that our lives will be examples of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we would live that life that would be above reproach. Lord, help us to have this special touch from heaven this night. Touch your people in a mighty way. And Lord, I thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I really truly believe that we're living in the most wonderful time that's ever been. I believe that God is going to, in the last days, is going to pour out His Spirit as He's never done before. In Daniel it says that He will do great and mighty exploits in the last hours. And He's just looking for someone to bless. He's looking for those ones that will seek His face. There's one thing that God will not do. There's a few things that God will not do, and one of them is, He told me this day, He will not force any one of us to continue living for Him even after we're saved. That has to be our desire. We have to do that as we seek Him, that He touches us. If we draw nigh to God, He will draw nigh to us. If we resist the devil, He will flee from us. God has some straight rules, but we're the one that has to take the reins and say, Lord, I would desire You. And it just gladdens the heart of God when we do that. When we say, Lord, I love You. I can't make up mine myself. God's right there to touch you, to strengthen you. But what happens many times is we want to do this within our own self and our own self works. And our self works cannot complete the task that's before God's people. We can't make it in our own framework, as our body does not have that right ingredient. Without the Spirit of God, we can't cope with the things that will give us problems. The powers of darkness, we cannot cope with these things in our own self. But if we're in the hand of God, be ye strong, the Lord of powers might put you on the whole armor of God, that we might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It says, therefore put ye on the whole armor of God, that ye might be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, we need to stand in the evil day. Having done all, we need to stand and have that faith upon us that God will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. We're more than conquerors through Him which loved us. God favors those who call upon Him. The Bible says, call on me and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. What's wrong with the world today is so many people, they don't think that they have an end with God. They have to go to someone to connect them to God. But I'm here tonight to show that believe that God will connect Himself to whoever shall call upon Him. To those one that desire God, God will meet that need. And He is the one that you need also. He is the one. No man can get you there. Men are there, like I'm doing now, to help you come to the knowledge of God. That's why we have pastors, because they're to draw those unsaved to a place that they can receive the goodness from God. And that goodness from God allows us to grow in a place that we can never go without that goodness of God. If we're slept and put in a place that we cannot grow, we're going to be like babies. We're going to be have no strength. We're not going to have no power. We're not going to have no witness. We'll not be able to pray that prayer of faith that we should all be able to pray. We should be able to pray for one another. We should pray and know that God hears and answers the cry. We need to have that innermost being that when God speaks to my heart, He says, pray. I know it's going to be done. It's going to be taken care of at that moment. I have no question that God, my God, is not going to fulfill the need. My God is going to do it. A great in my mighty work. My God is real. My God is special. And we all, you out there this night, wherever you are, you need that same experience that I have, that we need, that we know that He is real. We know that He is my salvation. I know that He is my soon risen King. I know He is my everlasting lover. He is my friend. He is my one that keeps me through the times of struggles. He keeps me when I'm feeling sad. When I feel, many times we feel sad, He is there to lighten that load. He is there to comfort us. He's there to give us that extra measure. He's able to give us that joy unspeakable, it's full of glory. He wants us to have a happy heart. God's people must be happy in Him. And we need to not be sad sacks no longer, but we need to be blessings for God, that we can help others round about us. No one, when we're sad, an old sad sack, when we're out of joint with God, when we find ourselves alone, feeling sad, sorry for ourselves, we need to take courage at that very moment and call upon God, and God will meet our needs. He will set us free, and He will be put us on the road to holiness at that moment. We need to take courage all the time, and we find ourselves walking discouraged. We need to take time. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till the next day. Don't wait till someone comes by and puts their attacks of Satan upon you. You feel like you're cast out. You feel like you're left out. You feel like you're hurt. You're not blessed no longer. You're going through troubles. That's the time to pray. That's the time to get upon your knees. Take time before these even happen. Every day of our life, we must prepare every day that we will be ahead of the enemy instead of behind him. Many times we're all working behind it.
He comes in like a flood, so we cry out, calling everybody that we know, oh, I'm having a terrible day this day, because he's on my case, and what we need is to pray without ceasing, pray that we're more than conquerors through him, which loves us, that greater is he that's within me, he is in the world, and we can have that favor with God, that God will take us, he will keep us, for I walk through the valley of shadow of death, that I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they cover me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, that I anointest my head with oil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. This is what we all need. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk, though if this happens, we need a daily saturation of God's glory upon us. We need that saturation of the Spirit of God. We're alive. We're epistles of God sent forth to minister as we're ministering spirits from heaven. And God wants to get that in our heart that we are more than conquerors through him. We're persuaded in life that nothing, no power, nothing come against us. God is greater than what we face. And we need to get that born within our hearts. We need to have that effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man that availeth much. I wanted to read a few scriptures here tonight. Hopefully I'll get to it. It's in Thessalonians. And I really believe we're close to that day. It says, to the end, he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all the saints. That coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is very sure. It's very soon. He's coming very soon. It says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with a voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. This verse here, wherefore comfort one another with these words. That's in Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. Such wonderful promises. And God is coming back very shortly. He's going to touch the graveyards. Then Christ shall rise. Then we which remain shall be caught up together in him in an instant, in a twinkling of an eye, in a time that's just like that. You'll be talking to someone, or you might be doing something, and pretty soon you don't even finish the conversation. You're heaven with God. You're already on the way. You're already, and that transformation period is very close at hand. The Bible says when you see these things come to pass, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. We need to be prepared, a prepared people, a ready people that can walk, validated God's blessing upon us. That we, God wants to validate our ticket, and we have to keep that validated every day of our life. That my ticket is prayed up, and my ticket, I'm going to shake every day, make sure that my passport is up to date, that I want my eyes no longer looking at the things of this world, that my eyes are transformed the image of God. I lift my eyes to hills, whence comes my help? For my help comes from the Lord. And while we find ourselves here upon this planet, we all become, in our own framework, we're not effective enough to pull out a little ant out of a little hole. But with God's grace, we're greater. We can get a hold of the greatest power that is, and we're more than conquerors that through him. It's through him, his power, that he ordains us with his power, and we just speak it into existence. We speak God's word into power. We speak God's blessing into power. We speak that loving kindness, that tender mercy that comes down from heaven, that we can shake the elements. We can shake the powers of earth, that we can move out by God's feet. You don't have to be no longer taxed in the problem you're facing. That woman right now, in the name of Jesus, you're healed. Take that healing right now in Jesus' name. Out there, there's those out there that need that special touch this moment. I pray that you'll have your ears on this message, because God's going to heal you in a special moment right now in Jesus' name. I believe that God is healing you, and I have the faith of God that you're healed. Healed. Don't let no man take up thy faith that God has given you. Rise above. Rise to the glory of God. God wants to heal you, strengthen you. Those out there this night that you need a new start, a new touch, God is your answer. God is the one that can help you serve. Madam, that cigarettes that you've smoked so long, have you pulled out? You need to give them up this night, and God will set you free. God will set you free. You don't need them no longer. They're not a crutch to you no longer. And you can have a closer witness with God. God wants you to be an overcomer. And that's one that you're having problems with booze. Now, I don't care whether it's beer and whatever, it's just a sip. Get rid of that stuff because it will be a cantankerous sin that will overtake you. It will come upon you. It will come upon you as a thief of the night. And when God comes, you'll be there mixed up in that problem. And that problem, you'll face eternity still having the problem. God wants to set you free this night that you might be a witness of God, that you might be above that alcohol, will not have no strength in you. And I pray it will make you sick if you drink it anymore. It'll make you sick if you take that in your system. And also, those cigarettes, I pray that if you'll take them in, it's going to make you sick also. God wants to set you free this night. At bottom line, God wants you well. God wants you to be a witness. God wants you to be thrilled. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to be a salesman for God. You cannot be a salesman for God if you don't know what even God is. Many are trying to live for God, and they don't really know God. God wants you to know Him this night. God wants you to have an experience with Him. You need to call upon God. You need to have a communication with Him daily. You need that daily talk. Walk in the Spirit. It's not no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh. Many are fulfilling the lust of the flesh, but they're not walking above reproach. Many have failed the test. Many have failed at what the iniquity of this world has brought you down. But I want to encourage you to this night. God wants to give you the head start from God. The head start is not through a school system. The head start is from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And God will give you a head start this night and put your sins in a sea of forgetfulness, never remember no more. And you can have a new start, a new blessing, a new direction, a new overcoming life. And you can walk in the joy of the Lord forevermore. And you can have that peace in your heart that you know where you're headed. You know who has kept you, who has saved you, and you can have that witness within you that you know all is well, that all is well, that you don't have to worry about tomorrow because you know you're in God's hand and God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, and Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noiseless pestilence. God will keep you through the hours of troubles. He will keep you. No evil shall fall thee, nor plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. Only with thine eyes shall behold, give his reward to the wicked. And I want all of you out there, take this night. No evil shall fall thee, no more. Claim it this night, claim it. No evil shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh unto thy blessing. Your house is not as off limits to the particles of darkness. That house you own should be a witness. It's like your own body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, but where you live, they need to have that, your castle, as a witness of God, that God, the enemy, will not even come against you because he knows he gets in trouble when he comes against that house that you own. There's one person you live in a house that's so brilliant, and you need to have a endeavor with, you need to have a new shaking down in that house. You need to have a witness. You need to get rid of some of those magazines. You need to get rid of some of those things that bring you down. You need to no longer have your eyes upon the world, the where your strength is in the Lord Jesus, not in the Lord Jesus Christ. The things that you're seeing will pull you down. It will pull you down to lose out the favor of God. And that's what many people are doing. They're trying to go a double step. They're trying to have God, and they're trying to have the world. And it doesn't work, sir. It doesn't work. God wants you to be singular with Him. God wants you to have a singular mind. You put it, seek Him first. He will be with you. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He will be with you. The cross of Jesus Christ paid in full. The cross of Jesus. His cross. The cross that buried our sins. See a forgetfulness. Never remember no more. The cleanness of our Jesus. His sanctification made paid in full that we could be saved from the ugliest sins that's available. Jesus will set us free. Jesus will set us. He will wash us. He will change us. We'll be more than conquerors through Him which loved us. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And God be for you. Who can be against you? Out there tonight, you need salvation. You need a new touch, a new dip, and you need a new prayer partner. You need to pray with God daily. He is your partner. You need to pray with Him. You need to pray not with man, but you need to pray with God. You need to pray God. You need to seek Him. You mean to do allegiance to Him. You must love Him. And we should have that love, that favor with Him that's so adequate, so real, so special, so longing in this day that we're living in. There's so much ugliness in this world. So many people have a form of godliness, but they're denying the power of the Bible says, from such turn away. And that's why we're having raw sins, even in the lines of holy people. We're seeing that people that's supposed to be Christian are doing terrible things. We need to get rid of this epidemic of evil things. We need to have a revival of clear and true hearts that come to the Lord Jesus Christ, that seek God with all their heart, having a revival of love. That's the revival that we need. The revival is getting right with God. The revival is not getting out here and just getting your own way. It's not just getting up here and having a lot of good music where you feel good. A revival is making you feel right that you'll be good. God wants you to not be just feel good, but He wants you to be good. And through that, the chemistry of yourself will make you sometimes, it's just like you can go to things in this world and you can feel that laughter, you feel that joy, but it's not the true joy. And many of you this night that know Jesus, you don't know the true meaning of joy. You don't know the true meaning of the power of the Holy Ghost. You have a form of godliness, but you need to be set free this night. You need to walk in His holiness, in His guidelines, in His direction. Many have sought, but they have never really come through to the genuine. There's many imitations out there tonight. The devil has many imitations. And many churches have many imitations. And they're imps from hell to bring you down. You need to be set free. You need to have a reorganization in their heart and life. A plan from God that God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will set you free. And He will give you an honest life that you can live above reproach. You can live without having lying. Many of you can't tell the truth. God wants to set you free this night. You know the Bible says that no liars shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Many out there this night, you need to be set free. Set free that you'll never tell a lie no more. And when you tell a lie, many times you say that you're a Christian and you're lying because you're really not a Christian. God wants you to be faithful. He wants you to be above reproach. And I'm here only with love. I want you to make heaven. I want you to make heaven. But the problem is, you're fulfilled the lust of. You need to be separated from these things. These things that bring us down. Lay aside every weight and sin that is so easy to set us. And let us run that race with patience. We're more than conquerors through our God which loves us. God is forever faithful. God will never leave you. He will keep His eyes on the righteous. He will set you free, and you can walk in His holiness. For the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night, when they shall say peace, safety, then sudden destruction. And I believe that's what they're saying right now. Many people, oh, it's just sudden. God says when they say sudden peace, sudden destruction. I believe that God is coming back very soon. And I'm here with love to each one of you. I want you to realize that I care for you, and God really cares for you. God cares. I don't never go walking one time that God doesn't tell me how much He loves everyone. He loves all of you so tremendously. He loves you in such a degree. He loves you, and He doesn't want none of you to go out in eternity. He's built you an everlasting home. It's so special. It's beyond any, you know, in the natural, you think about going, and when you become married to a young lady who's starting a family, you think about that wonderful home, how it's going to be. You think about all the insurance policy and all the plans that you get to make through your lifetime, that you'll get to have today, that you can live and have a retirement, all these things. But I'm guaranteeing you what you need the most is know the Lord Jesus Christ. Have His plan, and His plan works. His plan never lost one candidate. There's not one soul that God has ever lost. We've lost it when we come against God, but God doesn't lose. God's a winner. God's always on your side. God will be with you through the time of the troubles, through the time of discouragement. He will never let you go. He is always faithful. He will keep you in tune with heaven, and you can no longer have your eyes looking in the course of this world. The course of this world is sin, and you can need to get your eyes off of sin. You need to get your mind out of sin. You need to get your thoughts out of sin. You need to get away from that thing that brings you down, that corruption. And some of these singing, I heard today, this man come and working in my bathroom, and their song, it wasn't really bad, but it's not edifying. Those words are like, they just bring you down. The words are not from heaven. And we need to have edifying for the Spirit of God. We need to have that fervent prayer of a righteous man that availeth much. We need to have that cause to pray continuously. The Bible says pray without ceasing. We need to have that within our being that we can pray without ceasing, that we can call upon God and He will answer us. We have a determination to live for God. God wants us to be a determined people, that we will walk above the reproaches that come upon this world, that we will be a successful Christian, not so much a successful person, but a successful Christian. Successful person is in yourself. You want to flatter your own self. And many we see many successful that they flatter their own self. But God wants us to be a Christian above that caliber. That we live above reproach. That we're not patting ourselves on the back. That we're not gloating over the things that we're so wonderful. That we're so very special. We're so God can't do without us, that kind of person. But I guarantee you, God can do without us. We need to realize, we need to humble ourselves the heart of the mighty hand of God. We here out there tonight, America needs to humble yourself. Yeah, I think I've spoke this night in the Spirit of God, but there's spoken by the Spirit of God. But humbling is the true values. We need to humble ourselves. We need to humble our hearts. We need to cry out, Lord, save me. Keep me in the right place in my heart. That my heart would not sin against thee. My heart would be a vessel of praise. Because thy loving kindness is better life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Oh, hallelujah. I will be a well of living water flowing for the mighty glory from God. We can praise God continually. And God wants us to praise Him. God wants us to walk in joy. God wants us to walk in peace. I don't know how, but God has a message this night that He wants you to be a separated people, a holy people, without spot, without blemish. God wants you to be an overcomer. I think God spoken to all these areas that we're become unruly evil. Our hearts are ruled by unevil, evil things. And God wants us to have a clean heart, a heart of love, a heart of caring for our brother, a heart of loving, a heart of forgiveness. You know, out there tonight, there's you out there, if you're having trouble with healing, and what's wrong with you right now, God's showing me, you don't forgive. You know, you can't be forgiven. You can't receive healing when you hold grudges. The Bible says, let not the sun go down upon thy wrath, O man, O woman, whoever you are. And there's some of those things, you've held them for years. Get rid of them this night before you have a heart attack, before you have a stroke, before you have some serious sickness. Get rid of that and you'll live. Get rid of that. It's not worth it. Have love for that one that you're not going to ever say you're sorry with that one. This night I pray that you'll bring that all out and forgive that one. Don't let that one have that be able to send you to a devil's hell. That one that has done that wrong to you, you just forgive them anyway and just love them. It's their problem. It's not your problem. You don't let that stop you from going to heaven. You need to forgive. You need to come to the joy of God. You need to have that separation of God. God will set you free. And that's a great thing in America. Many people have hearts of things they hold grudges for years and years. It's like cankerworm. It comes in your being. And pretty soon you get to where you have no joy. You have no peace. You cannot even have rest. You're in an unrest all the time, continually. Your heart beats because you're still feel odds. You want to do that one in. And God wants to say now, this night, get rid of that. Get rid of that. Give it to Him. And God will set you free. God will give you a new power, a new blessing. But within that, if you keep it, sir, madam, boy, girl, whoever you are, aunt, uncle, you'll miss heaven. You must get rid of those things now that you'll be ready for that wonderful day. And I'm going to pray that God will bless all of you in a mighty way. I pray that God will open the windows of heaven to you and bless you a blessing that you cannot contain. God will open the windows of heaven in a mighty way. Bring healing to America this night. Bring healing wherever you are. I pray for God's speed to be upon you. God bless him to be upon you. God anoint you. And God will serve you. He will bless you. But he wants you to serve him. And then he will bless you. You will need to bless God first. I will bless the Lord at all times. We need to do that every day. I will bless the Lord. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks for this will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. And that's another thing. That's another thing that we need to have prayer right now, this moment. Quench not the Spirit in your church. Many of the churches do not want the Spirit of God to move. And if you quench it, you're at odds with God too. You need to get from that church. If they won't let the Spirit of God move, get out of that place. Get out of that place. Live by yourself. Live under shade tree. But quench not the Spirit of God. And God will meet your need. Despise not prophecies. Many people despise prophecies when prophecies are from God. God sends them down to you to let you know what you need to do. Many times they're not all make you feel good, to straighten you out. Some prophecies are to straighten you out. And some prophecies is to make you walk that straight and narrow from hereafter. And many prophecies, oh, I feel so good. But some of those prophecies are not good for you either. It makes you puffed up. It makes you with a swell head. It makes you to have a hat size that's bigger than you should have. You should have maybe a 7. Your head gets so big that you might have a 15. And that's where God cannot use you, sir. God wants you to have a narrow-minded life in Him. And that narrow-minded is what the world don't want. But I'm guarantee you, it'll get you into heaven. It'll get you there. And you'll have favor with God. God will bless you. God will keep you. God, I think, spoken to almost everything here tonight. And also, I know there tonight also, God speaking to me in another area. Men, be careful what you look at. Be careful. Men of you that have married to a wife, be careful what attracts that mind of yours. Because it can bring you down to devilish thoughts. It'll defeat you. It'll set your innermost being on fire, and you cannot get released from it. You need to set free tonight from all the fortification, all the things that take you. Set you free in a holy way. Call upon God, and God will set you free in a mighty way. Women also, you should not dress in the way that tempts the men. It's not advisable. Women, you should keep yourself adorable as modesty. And that's in favor with God. You're going to answer to God when you go out and tempt someone and bring them down to a place of temptation. You need to think about what you're doing. You need to pray. You need to be a vessel of praise. Many of you women out there, you're not a vessel of praise. You're there as a significant show-off. You're showing your body off to the opposite sex because that's not right in the eyes of God. God's speaking the hearts of people this night. God wants to set you free. God wants to set you free, young lady. Don't wear that dress so far that you show everything you want. God wants you to have a modest apparel. And God will bless you. He will give you a dress in heaven. And He will keep you. And He will love you. And you young people need to keep yourself for that one, that mate of yours. You need to be preparing for now, for that time that you're if God prepares, that time will be singular to that one person. God's here in a mighty way. He's here. He will forgive in all these areas. And He will forgive you, but He will not forgive those who come against the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, many have come into that unpardonable area, and we need to be careful. Every church needs to be very careful, because it can bring damnation to the hearts of your people. It can bring damnation to the pastor. It can bring damnation to the church boards. It can bring down that you have no power in your church. You can't even get your prayers answered. My people, need to resemble the things. You need to read my word, say the Spirit of God. You need to study my word. My word says not to come against the power of the Holy Ghost. My son, Jesus said, all will be forgiven for those who come against the Holy Ghost, the unpardonable sin. So I pray this night by the Spirit of God, what God's showing me right now, if you're around anyone that's crossed over, get out of their reach because it'll bring damnation to your hearts. It'll bring damnation to your soul. And many are missing this last days because they're allowing these things to be fractioned in their places of worship. And through that, they have no move of God. They have no move of God. And my hand is not upon it, says the Spirit of God. My hand is against them, says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Father, I just praise you tonight. Pray that you'd bless these people in a mighty way. Lord, I think that right now I think that you've covered everything, Lord. I just believe that you really done a... I pray out there that you'll love, because it was in love to die.
I love you out there, and I know God loves you. God just wants to have you ready when he comes. He's coming soon. He's coming. He's coming. You need to be happy. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You need to be joyful. You need to have, you know, that's where your prayers become answered, when you live in joy, when you live in peace, when you become successful in your Creator. God bless you all in a mighty way, and I pray that you'll talk to my brother Clint, and call upon him and talk to him and tell him what's going on, and we'll try to pray with you. We'll try to meet the needs of the best we can. We pray that God will bless you mightily, for we love you, and we're not here to pull you down, but we're here to encourage you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Boy. Well. I know I can't drive for a few minutes. Woo! Woo! Oh, Lord, bless people. Oh, Father, I pray for those ones that they got those requests right now. I pray that all of those will be healed this night in Jesus' name. Lord, I feel it. I feel your glory. Lord. I feel your word all in me. I claim healing for those this night, that there will be a great harvest of faith to your people, that they will realize that you are real, that you're faithful. And Father, I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Boy. Boy. No one's taught people these things. They feel like they're all these years, but they got something. Got to be told. Glory.
This is Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. I'm glad Michael was here.
Praise the Lord.
Woo! I used to go 6 months on this. About you don't even get a day. I got to be out there calling upon God. I said, Lord, help me. I had the odd service to me tonight. God's really just blessing me. My heart really goes out to people. I told someone today, that was one of those, I said, you know, I really believe that Christians, the greatest blessing they have is living a real, overcoming life. Yes. It's not what they say, it's how they act. That smile's in their face, the twinkle's in their eye. Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
That's what touches people. God's got so much to give people, I just... Well, I'm so full. That's one thing I've really learned. You don't do it by feeling. Do it what he says.
Amen.
You don't worry about when he says stop. If you feel good, that's okay. But you want to feel good later, so stop. All I feel is glory all over me. I tell him, she's in the book of God, but she's glory. Never felt, oh, glory. Boy, I'll tell you, this Holy Ghost is real. Oh, man. Lord, I just shock him. I'm so tired. You know, I kind of feel like I'm glory. Glory. Ooh. You know, he's coming very soon. The skeptics, they're going to be missing. They're not going to be ready, said the Spirit of God. And God's calling forth a mighty people that will totally rely on him. God has no favorites in heaven, and all those have to prepare for heaven. He just doesn't call us as a spontaneous appointment. He does it with those who have great thought, great desire, great leadership in him. Does not that say something, says the Spirit of God, that the churches do not even understand this? Their wishes are for the things of this world. Their activities or schedules are all appointed for things, appointments of days, of weeks. But my spirit is not even asked. My spirit is not reverenced. My spirit is not even thought. They put him in the back room, and through that they're living a life that's unreal, because it's not a real life that they're living. It's a life of religious realms, But I have people that's not religious. I have people that are my children. My children are not religious. Sister. Thank you, Jesus. Oh! Woo! I can't help it. Boy. Boy, I see something in the spirits that's beyond anything I've seen. Boy. Tidal waves are on the uprising. The ocean's going to change its colors and places. The ocean is not going to have all the fish. There's a calamity that's coming. People don't even look for those things. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory of God's here. Spirit of God. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. God hasn't been showing me these things like tonight. Boy, I'll tell you, there's showed me some things tonight.
I feel so good. I can't do a sobriety test.
They couldn't find no alcohol. Oh, I tell you, well, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, it's like the night I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Glory! Boy, God come down. He's telling me he's going to come down more and more and more. This is just a little bit of what's going to come. And all these stiff-necked people that wouldn't listen out, they're going to be sorry because he's going to give the answers very soon that's going to keep you in line for heaven. It's all prophecy. He is going to give it to us, and you'll know exactly. Hallelujah. These old stiff heads, Spirit of God says they're stiff heads. They're going to fumble around, and they're going to fumble, 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 and they're going to miss. They're going to fumble. You know what fumbling means? It's going to be like I would do basketball. Fumble. No, we're not fumbling. Because our leadership is from heaven. We need to have that faith. We know what's real. We know what's happened here is real. We know it's God. Hallelujah. Boy, you need to get a hold of Tony and tell him that he needs to get some people together there because God wants to bring a start of work right there in his place. He can use these messages, whatever he wants, but those people need to be set free. And Tony, I believe God's calling Tony to take that spot. God bless him. And I feel it from them. I feel it as the Apostle Paul sent those out. I just feel like Tony needs to be set out. Tony, you need to be set forth because God wants to use you. You can use whatever we send you. Don't have, but you need to encourage these people that God is on the horizon. He's coming very soon. And there's going to be multitudes going to miss him. And we don't wish that to happen to nobody. We want all to be saved. So, Tony, well, I just want to let you know that we've got people that's really praying for you and want you to succeed in the Lord. And God wants you to succeed in the Lord. And God wants to bless your wife, your family, all those around about you. God's going to bless you. You're going out and you're coming in. Tony, he's going to bless you. He's going to move upon you as only he can. God's going to do a supernatural work in your life that you'll be a blessing for the Lord. God bless you this night. Oh, hallelujah. That young boy, God wants to heal his mind this night. He needs to be set free. It means to be keep away from these things that's brought him down. He should not be around any activity, only the things of God. These other activities will bring him down again. He needs to be set free this night. The Lord bless your people. Bless your people. Bless that sister this night with that who called in. Let her realize that God speaks to her heart. And let her hear what the Spirit of God says. If God tells you to do, you move. God wants to encourage you this night. You need to hear from God yourself. Sister, take courage this night. God will bless you. Brother Freedom will be with you and pray with you. But I want to encourage you. You're all out there and God wants to bless you mightily this night in Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. We're more than conquerors through him which loves us. God just keep it on tonight. God's here to bless all of you in a very faithful way. Oh, hallelujah. We're open to any mail that comes to Brother Clint. Send it in and we'll pray with you. We'll help you any way we can. We'll encourage you. But there is something that's happening very shortly that's going to change the events of this world. So you need to stay in tune with God. God is the answer, said the Spirit of God. Boy,
amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I'll tell you, the Holy Ghost is just here tonight. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost is here.
Glory.
The Holy Ghost is here. He said the Holy Ghost makes your feet to dance. Puts your feet to dance. Praise God. What a wonderful meeting.